Brethren, here am I with you once again, sharing with you words from the Word. It is such a joy to be with you today and to share with you what God has shared with me so that you can be blessed and for you to share with others. The song entitled, God Give Us Good Men. It was written by Ralph Emerson. The music was produced by Frank Gallock. In the second stanza of the song, it says, God, give us meek men, men who know how to pray, men who will worship God alone and walk with Him each day, wise men who know the Word of God, men who always will do right, men who walk in deep humility and trust in God's great might. That was a request back then, and it should be the request today. We should tell ourselves, God, make me such a man, if you are a man. We should tell ourselves that whatever we do in life, we want God to be pleased. We should tell ourselves we would seek not to abuse another person. Today, I want to speak to you a little bit about spiritual abuse. One may say, Pastor, what can you find to say about spiritual abuse? As I studied the scripture, as I listen to people, as I see others as they behave one towards another, a couple of these scriptures would help you to understand that there are those who use scriptures against another person to get their way. Sad to say, men abuse their spouse and seem to use scripture to get their way. There are a couple of verses of scripture that I want to bring to your attention. And the first one is, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. I have studied, listened to, and have concluded that there are many wives today that are seeking to love their husbands. They are working, doing whatever they can to show their husbands that they love them. But as I look at this verse of scripture, I see where the Apostle Paul, in Ephesians 5:22, he writes to wives, and he could have said, wives, love your husbands. But he did not say that. He said, wives, submit yourselves. Now, I know that these are the days that there are some people that take the word submit as a bad word. They don't like to hear submit. The truth of the matter is, we ought to be submitting one to another. Husband submitting to wife, wife submitting to the husband, children submitting to parents, and at times, parents submitting to the children. Employees submitting to employers, and at times, the employer submit to the employee. But here the Bible said, wives, if you have made up your mind to be married, then you are the one that is in consideration here as a wife. He said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands. While wives are seeking to love their husbands, there is not much reverence for the husband. Loving your husband and reverencing or submitting unto your husband, it's two different things. And as I've said, there are so many that are doing things to prove that they love the husband. But when it comes to submit, that's a different story. They don't want to hear that word. They don't want to submit. He live his life the way he want. He goes where he want. I would live my life the way I want. I go where I want. And he can't tell me. Listen, that is what's causing some of the problems in marriages today. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. And then he said, do it as unto the Lord. In other words, if you don't feel like doing it for him, do it for the Lord. Submit unto your own husbands. And I'm going to use this in the positive, and I'm going to use it in the negative. Submit as unto the Lord. Submission in a relationship, I tell you, will produce great love from the husband to the wife in the same relationship. Now that I don't be biased, I also want to say that love in the relationship for the wife should cause the wife to submit to her husband. When the husband is loving the wife like Christ loved the church, and the wife is submitting to the husband as unto the Lord, wow, you can't find nothing sweeter than that. So Satan knows that when God ordained marriage, he ordained it in such a way that the husband should love his wife like Christ loved the church, and the wife should submit unto her husband as unto the Lord. He knows that. So just like he did with Eve, he liked to mess up things and fix it up how he want. And know what he's saying to the wife, wives, love your husbands. The Bible did say that the older women should teach the younger women how to love their husbands. But you don't find much more in Scripture speaking directly about wives loving their husbands. But you find a lot that speaks about wives submitting unto the husband. That in itself is a great act of love. An act of love for God, first of all, and then for the man that you have married. But in spiritual abuse, there are some who use this, I must say, husbands, in this case, men living with women in homes. They use this and you wives submit unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Whatever the wife does, and it is not what he wants, then he uses verses like this to abuse the wife with the scripture. And let me show you another one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4 and verse number 5, the Bible said the wife had no power over her own body but the husband. And there are husbands today that use this portion of scripture to get their way. Now, bear in mind, wives, what the Bible says in regards to the power over your body. He said, the wife had no power over her own body but the husband. Now, too many times, husbands walk out on their wives, sometimes destroy their families because the wife having the power over her body and not the husband. But you know what? He goes ahead and he said, and likewise also the husband had no power over his own body but the wife. In other words, you are given one to the other in this relationship. In verse number 5, he said, defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time. This has to do with bedroom affairs. This has to do with a husband and a wife coming together. He said, ye should not defraud one of the other. In other words, one should not withhold him or herself from the other's party in the marriage. He said it can be done, but if it's going to be done, it must be done with consent. Both parties must agree to this. And he said not only that they would agree to this, give consent to this forever, he said, but for a time. Whatever time is required, both parties must give consent. Now, what would cause a husband and a wife to consent to not coming together for a while? He said, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. So a husband and a wife should decide when it's going to be time for fasting and praying. And when it is time for fasting and praying, that's not the time for marital pleasure. He said, give yourself the time how long you will fast and pray. Give yourself to fasting and prayer. And then he said, and come together again. So when the fasting and prayers are over, come together again. Why? He said that Satan tempt you not for your incontinence. Today we find that there are many people that are not coming together. They're not giving themselves one to another, and Satan is tempting partners in this relationship and causing confusion. Let's pay attention to this. Spiritual abuse comes in the form of denying a person the freedom to practice the religion of their choice. Some people say, if you're not going to my church, you're not going to no church, absolutely. The truth of the matter is, it is best that the family goes to church together. But if one member prefers their church, and you knew that this person preferred their church before you got married to them, because sometimes people have a way of saying, after we get married, I'm going to change her. The only person you can change is yourself. Or I'm going to change him. The only person one can change is him or herself. We look at spiritual abuse. It comes by forcing someone to violate his or her beliefs. There are some beliefs that are different to others, and one of the partners would want to force the other person into believing something else. Wow. We look at it as making one feel guilty religiously for not doing what he or she wants them to do. So if you're not doing what I want you to do, then what you're doing is wrong, and they feel guilty. And I close with this. It is said, and it is true, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Be careful. Be careful trying to force people into doing things and using the scripture to force them. Yes, we can use the scripture to admonish people. We can use the scripture to show people, but this is what the Word of God says. But don't use it as a whip to lash others to do what we would like to do. My time is up, but I wanted to get in that. And tomorrow morning, we're going to deal with what I would look at as economic abuse. That one you would need to hear. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the devotions. Use them to your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Don't forget, press that button and share with your friends.